brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. It is already the second day of April 2008, and we're coming in hot. We have Jesse the Mind Ventura, of course, naval veteran, professional wrestling champion, Hollywood movie star, governor of Minnesota, television host, best-selling author, and he's with us for the full hour today. Jesse Ventura, new book, Don't Start the Revolution Without Me, and we're going to get into the CIA visiting his office the first day he showed up at the Capitol. We're going to get into his wife finding a bug at their home. We're going to talk about his views on the JFK assassination. We're going to talk about will he ever run for president. We'll talk about the Patriot Act, the war, and a lot more in the next 60 minutes. Jesse Ventura, it's an honor to have you on, Governor.
Hi, Alex. Great to be here. And hi to everybody in Austin, Texas. You know, I got down there when Kinky was running for governor, and it's a beautiful part of Texas where you're at.
Yes, sir. Well, we're on in Austin, Texas, and San Diego, and Kansas City, a lot of other places, and it's great to have you on with us. We hope you'll come back and visit Kinky and Willie and a lot of others in the near future, sir. There's a lot to talk about in this short segment we've got. What do you think is most important about this book? I don't just say this when I have guests on. I couldn't put this book down. It's amazing.
Well, thank you. You know, I wrote the book. I now live in Mexico for half the year, and I got together with Dick Russell, a friend of mine down there who's a writer, and we put this book together. But I think the main thing that I want to stress and get across to people is that we do need a revolution in this country. And when I say revolution, that doesn't mean it has to be violence. You know, typically people think that, you know, like overthrowing the government of Cuba when Castro and Che Guevara did that with violence. But we can have a revolution without violence, and it's high time for it, Alex, because, I mean, my God, the Democrats and Republicans, we are now $9 trillion in debt. That is the national debt. And if they behave that way in the private sector, they'd be jailed and put in prison, you know, like Enron and WorldCom. And yet our media and all our pundits put them up on pedestals. They call them honorable and the whole thing. And our history books will say how great they are. And they're selling our country out from right under our feet.
And that's why you say, don't start the revolution without me. And I agree, the most successful revolutions really aren't violent. Look at the Renaissance itself was a revolution of ideas and the printing press and free market. I see what we need to develop is something similar to the Renaissance, a rediscovery of liberty and freedom, and what Ron Paul has said, legalizing freedom.
Exactly. You know, Ron Paul was a very interesting candidate in the presidential race that the media really kind of pushed him off and didn't listen to what he had to say. And that's the sad part about it, because I found it very interesting when Bhutto was killed over in Pakistan and all of the candidates went on with this big litany of what the United States should be doing and this and that and whatever. And it got to Ron Paul, and he said something to me that was the best answer. He simply said, isn't that Pakistan's business?
Absolutely. Well, you know, Ron Paul is still out there on the campaign trail. I mean, he's admitting he's not going to win, but he's there to inject real issues into the debate. That's why I wish you'd run, Jesse Ventura. In fact, I wish you'd run right now so we could at least inject real issues.
Well, you know, it was interesting. I did Larry King last night, and Larry started at the start of the show and asked a question. He said, how many people think Jesse Ventura should run for president? And I was astounded by the end of the show. It just floored me. I thought maybe if I got 50 or 60%, I'd be doing good. It was 85%, Alex. It was just mind-boggling.
Oh, there's incredible disenfranchisement with the major two parties, as you know. I mean, look at Congress with, depending on the poll, an 11 to 20% approval rating. Both parties are hated now.
Well, and they should be. As I said, they've put us so far in debt, I can't even fathom what $9 trillion is. Can you?
No, I can't. Jesse the Mind Ventura will be back in about 2 minutes on the other side of this quick break right here on the one, the only GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea, a new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutriMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
You can trace every disease, every illness, and every ailment to mineral deficiency. That is a quote from 2-time Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling. Because fruits and vegetables in their raw form are better absorbed, retained, and utilized than if heated, the Champion Juicer is the best way to get your nutrients your body craves. The Champion Juicer chews the fibers and breaks up the cells of vegetables and fruits. This gives you more fiber, enzymes, vitamins, and trace minerals. Juicing a combination of raw fruits and vegetables is documented to not only treat minor illness, but also is shown to reverse once-thought incurable life-threatening diseases. Juicing with the Champion Juicer also promotes fast, healthy weight loss and pure body cleansing. Put the Champion Juicer to work for you and your family. Get creative with your juicer and add a grain mill attachment to make your own healthy, fresh flour. The Champion Juicer also makes great nut butters and frozen sorbets. The world's finest juicer, it's Champion Juicer. Ask for it at your favorite health food store online today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
He's got so many titles that I don't know which one to call him by, but we'll just go with Governor Ventura, Jesse the Mind Ventura, with us for the rest of the hour. This book is titled Don't Start the Revolution Without Me. I think it's a wonderful title. And it's in stores everywhere today. He's just launching his tour yesterday. We're honored to have him. But you could also call it the Adventures of Jesse Ventura, because it is quite a page turner. Because you've had quite a full life. Why did you decide to write this particular style of book?
Well, first of all, you know, Alex, I want to explain, you know, I had 2 New York Times bestsellers before this book, and of course, they gave me huge front money to write that book, and it was interesting. I'll give you a little inside info. This book, we wrote it down in Mexico. We brought the full transcript back, Dick Russell and I. We were turned down by 24 publishers. And I already had 2 New York Times bestsellers. I found that pretty interesting.
You know, are you breaking that here? Because I did quite a bit of research for this interview, and I hadn't seen that.
Am I what out there?
No, I mean, is this the first time you've told this story?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I mean, please.
We got turned down by 24, and finally Skyhorse, which is a small publishing company in New York, picked it up. But the good thing is we're with Norton Distribution, which is a huge distributor, and that's the key, is once you get published, then you need to get it to a good distributor, and they're one of the biggest, so it'll be everywhere. But, you know, I wrote this book. I didn't take any big front money because I truly wanted this book out there. I didn't care about the money on this book. I wanted to tell my story. I wanted to tell about the things that happened when I was in office. Because, Alex, I don't know if certainly you read the book, so you know this. MSNBC, in essence, censored me. Because when I came out of office, I was the hottest commodity out there. I was the voice of the independent. The CNN wanted me. MSNBC wanted me. Fox News wanted me. I signed with MSNBC, and then essentially they wouldn't even put me on the air. And my contract stated that I couldn't do any news shows or I couldn't do any cable or satellite. And so I believe I was silenced on purpose.
Well, let's stop right there, Governor Ventura. This is all amazing bombshells that you're dropping on us. First, you've had two super New York Times bestsellers.
Right.
You've been the dark horse candidate of the people in Minnesota. You spurred Schwarzenegger to run and caused that whole phenomenon, and he's basically admitted it, seeing you have success. He went for it. You have this amazing history, Hollywood star, and you went to 20-plus publishers, and they said no, and you went to a new publisher that just fired up, in 2007, according to what I was reading on their site. I mean, that is a story of censorship alone and their fear of your message. But now we're learning, and yes, you do mention in the book, and of course, get into it, but there's so much of the book I'd forgotten about that MSNBC literally muzzled you and used that contract to block you from going anywhere else.
Exactly. They wouldn't put me on the air. And the reason for it was because I was opposed to the Iraq war before it started. If you think back, do you remember when Phil Donahue had that short-lived show on MSNBC?
They kicked him off. Yeah.
Well, Phil was the highest-rated show they had. Have you ever, Alex, heard of a network pulling its highest-rated show?
It's suicide.
Well, you don't do that, and yet they did it. You know, they pulled Phil, and then they wouldn't allow me on, and it was because Phil and I were both questioning the reasons why are we going into Iraq. If you believe 9/11 and what they told us, there wasn't one Iraqi even involved in it. Iraq did nothing to us.
Well, that's right. There are still some neocon followers of what I call fake conservative news shows that still believe Saddam was the one behind the attack when Bush and Cheney admit he had nothing to do with it and actually fought against the Wahhabis based in Saudi Arabia known as Al-Qaeda.
Well, I don't know if you can ever get Dick Cheney to admit that, and George Bush, but I know, you know, that they still like to refer back and try to tie the two together all the time somehow.
There are a few clips where they've had to admit it. One time Cheney was on with Russert and had to admit it.
Oh, okay. You know, you probably watch more than I do because I'm living in Mexico now. And, you know, that's another subject that's interesting, Alex. You know, this whole situation with immigration. I mean, I live down with all these brown-skinned people down there, and I don't know about you and where you stand on it, but I don't believe the United States needs to be East Berlin.
Well, we have a Larry King clip. John, you've got that clip, don't you? Okay, well, we're going to play that coming up in a little while. But last night you said, hey, Lou Dobbs, what are you so afraid of? I live down, you know, in the middle of nowhere in Mexico, and these brown-skinned people are pretty nice.
They're very nice. I'll tell you, I have the time of my life down there. And, Alex, I live an hour from pavement and an hour from electricity.
Tell us about where you live.
Well, but trust me, I do have electricity. My house is completely solar. I'm off the grid and I live off the sun.
No, but, I mean, I want to image your house in your... in my mind, what's it look like? Where is it?
It's beautiful. Well, I don't want to get you too close because I love
Don't worry, I'm not going to come down there. I'm just saying I can picture you in this little jungle bungalow off the beach.
Well, trust me, it's not quite a jungle bungalow. It's three bedrooms, 3.5 baths with a casita in the back, a 2.5 car garage, my own swimming pool, and 40 of my own palm trees.
Sounds awesome. And so
it's
you just
great.
So what, you just go out and scuba dive and surf all day?
I scuba dive. I hang with the surfers. We've got a whole group of expatriates down there, surfers, who they work up in the United States for 6 months, and they save their money, and then they go down and live in the arroyos on little campsites and surf all the time, and they're marvelous people.
No. Believe me, every day I dream about moving off to some tropical paradise. So you certainly are living a life. What? And so you're just coming back to the U.S., I guess, because you're so sick of seeing it turn into a police state?
Well, I come back every year. I should make mention. I live there 6 months. And then if you've ever been to Minnesota, I wouldn't wish a Minnesota winter on my worst enemy. Yeah, because they're brutal, and after living there my whole life, so I really live as the leaves are. If the leaves are out, I'm in Minnesota. If the leaves are gone, I'm in Mexico.
Well, this network, I'm based in Austin, but the network, Genesis Network, is based in Minneapolis, St. Paul, in a little area called Burnsville. I'm sure you know
it.
And,
you know it well, South Minneapolis.
And I've been up there, and let me tell you, for a Texas boy, I can't handle it when you breathe, and it feels like your teeth are going to fall out.
Oh, believe me, you don't even have to be a Texas boy. You're a Minnesota boy, and you get the same reaction.
let's go back to your first day as governor. You've just shocked the whole country, you know, coming from nowhere in the polls to winning handily as the first major independent governor. I guess there'd been one more before you in Minnesota history. You come into office and you tell the story of 20 plus CIA agents in your office.
Well, actually, the accurate part of this is I was the second independent governor. Let's give credit to Governor
yes.
Angus King of Maine.
That's right.
Angus served one term ahead of me and did two terms in Maine. He was on his second term when I was doing my first. He just didn't get all the publicity that I got. But Angus proved invaluable to me because he had been there 4 years already and done that. And whenever we'd go to the National Governors Convention, on the second day out in Washington, all the Republican governors would meet in this building. All the Democratic governors would meet in this other building. And Angus and I would take a walk on Constitution Avenue and sit down on the park bench and have the independent governors meeting. But anyway, the CIA story did not happen on my first day. It was about 3 weeks into it. And I got this request, we'll call it with quotes around it, to the bowels of the Capitol, basically to be interrogated by 23 members of the CIA, of which, you know, of course, they tried to say I was lying about it, but the CIA came out and admitted that it did happen.
In fact, now, I have NPR did an investigation of it in January of this year. CIA confirms Ventura meeting occurred. Also, the Minneapolis paper also confirmed it, and I have the quotes here. At first, they said, I don't recall any indication that the governor had a meeting with CIA agents. And then they went on to say, you know, we don't meet with state officials. Then they added, now that doesn't mean it didn't happen. And then others implied you were lying, but then they had to admit it. And then it has the quotes by the CIA liaison officers saying, well, yes, we like to meet with state officials, but we don't like to talk about it.
Well, I felt it needed to be talked about because as what happened in this meeting when I went down there, and bear in mind now I'm the governor. And they were very cordial, they were very formal, they treated me with great respect, let me say that.
But they summoned you.
Yes, and so, you know, being ex-military, you kind of figure when your country summons you, you better go down and talk to them. You know, I didn't realize fully yet the power that I had as governor, it was all very new to me. So I went down into the bowels of the Capitol, and there were like 23 of them in a big half-moon circle around me. And you know what the scary thing, Alex, about it was? They were your neighbors. And what I mean by that is you saw an elderly woman that looked like the lady down the street that would sweep her walk off in the morning. You saw young people. You saw they were every race, creed, color, age you could imagine. And so, you know, knowing me, I'm a bit arrogant. So I said to them, I said, look, I said, before I answer any of your questions, I said, I have a few questions of my own. And the first one I posed was, why are you here when your charter states you're not to be operational within the United States of America?
And what did they say?
They didn't really give me an answer. You know, they hemmed and hawed and talked around it. And then I said, now I want to go around the room and I want you to tell me your name and what you do. Well, I'm the governor. Half of them wouldn't tell me their names. Half of them wouldn't tell me what they did.
That's incredible. They expect you to meet with them, but they won't even tell you their names.
No. And so I looked at them and said, well, you know, being that you're not being very cooperative with me, I'm going to find it a bit difficult to be cooperative with you.
Amazing.
Then it turned out, here's how the story went.
Jesse Ventura. We got a break. We'll be right back after this quick break with Governor Jesse Ventura. He's got a new book out. They're trying to censor it. You need to get it. Jesse Ventura with Dick Russell. Don't start the revolution without me. Ladies and gentlemen, there is so much in this book. We'll never have time to cover in an hour, but we're going to try. You got to get the book.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The Road Warrior radio broadcast bringing you the quickening. Are you tired of talk shows that preach over you and talk over your head? Eric Arthur Blair, commonly known as George Orwell, said the great enemy of clear language is insincerity. Are you looking for a fresh new voice in the fight for liberty? Then tune in to Road Warrior Radio, bringing you the quickening on the one and only GCN network, live Sundays at 11 Pacific and 1 Central, or on demand at roadwarriorradio.com. The Road Warrior is a program dedicated to you, the listener. Are you tired of all the misinformation and lies? Are you hearing too much noise and not enough signal? The Road Warrior Radio unveils the truth and exposes the lies and disinfo that pervade society. Have you noticed all areas of American civics have slanted in to usher in the one world nation state? The Road Warrior radio broadcast is dedicated to presenting the quickening at hand. Time is running out. Tune into the quickening on the Road Warrior radio broadcast, sponsored by freefrommortgagedebtnow.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the new world order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura, Navy veteran, Hollywood star, best-selling author, the new book, Don't Start a Revolution Without Me, Jesse Ventura. Quick segment, long segment coming up, plenty of time to talk to the governor. He's been gracious enough to give us a full hour today. Continuing with your CIA story, this is amazing. So you say to them, I want to know what your name is. How did it end? Did you ever even find out why they were there?
Not really. I think it was kind of like a maybe like an interrogation for their students or whatever, or for their agents or whatever. I'm not really sure. But when I did go home that day, it troubled me a great deal. And so I called a friend of mine. I don't know if you've heard of Richard Marcinko.
Oh, yes.
The Rogue Warrior. He's 32 years as a Navy SEAL. He created the controversial SEAL Team 6, the anti-terrorist unit, and Red Cell and all that. And I figured if anybody would know, Dick would. So I called Dick out at Rogue Manor in Virginia, and I told him what had happened that day, and he kind of laughed at the other end. And I said, Dick, do you have any idea why they would do this? And he said, well, you know, I'm out of it now, and I'm out of touch with all that. But he said, I got a pretty good idea. And I said, well, give me yours, because I said, I'm lost as to why this happened. And Dick was right when he said to me, they didn't see you coming. Because the CIA's job is to gather intelligence and then present what they predict is going to happen. And clearly they didn't see me winning in Minnesota. And I think they were very much concerned, is this a trend? Are there going to be more independent governors?
That's
what's
right.
Happening here in the country of the United States, which is also interesting because the CIA is not to be operative within the United States. According to their charter, they're supposed to only be outside the United States.
But now, in the name of anti-terror, they are trying to basically set up offices in major U.S. cities, and that's even come out, though they haven't passed a law in Congress saying they can do it.
Well, let's remember, this happened before 9/11.
Absolutely.
You know, 9/11 was a couple years later. I got elected in 98 and took office in 99. So this was, you know, within about a month and a half when I first took office in the year 1999.
Why do you think they tried to deny it at first?
I don't know. Well, you know them. They don't admit anything right away, you know. They only, when they're cornered, will they give you even a partial admittance to anything. And, you know, that's the way they certainly operate, I would guess.
Well, I have a sneaking suspicion they were trying to develop a relationship with you and then basically try to handle you or see if they could co-opt you and see if you were amenable. But then they should have at least given you their fake cover names and acted friendly. Frankly, I'm not very impressed generally with their analysts and the things that they do. I mean, they are just now figuring out that the mainstream media is dying and the alternative media is exploding.
Well, probably because they have much more control over the mainstream media and didn't realize that the alternative media could rise up. But with the rise of the Internet and things like that, which they don't have full control of right now, I could see that would be a great problem for them.
The book also gets into your wife finding a bugging device.
Well, yeah, it was very interesting because they came into my home, my actual home. Now, you've got the governor's residence, which you use on certain formal occasions, and you're certainly entitled to live there, but I chose not to. I mean, I'd use it for formal things, but I still maintained and had our horse ranch out in Maple Grove, Minnesota. But what they did is they came in and they installed a Red phone. Which was, I understood why. It was a phone where if it was merely knocked off the hook, the local police would respond and would be there immediately, even though I had a guard trailer out in front of my ranch and all that. It's done for security reasons. But what was interesting was the entire time that I was governor, we had phone troubles all the time in my private phone, to where you'd hear a lot of clicking and a lot of this and that going on. And it got to the point where even my in-laws would call up and they would hear it. And then we laughingly would start saying, okay, don't say anything you don't want the world to know, and all of that stuff. Well, to make the long story short, we did find a little bugging device after they came in and left my home. It was out on my deck, and I showed it to a friend of mine who worked for the telephone company, and he kind of raised his eyebrows, and I won't say his name, but he said, oh, yeah. He said, I used to have to put those things in periodically by government orders. And the other thing was, after they removed the Red phone, we had real bad phone trouble. And when the actual phone company came out, they made the quote to us, we don't know what went on here, but we've never seen a setup like this. And and it's all, you know, totally crazy here when they tried to get me back onto my regular phone system.
It's all in the book, Don't Start the Revolution Without Me. We haven't even scratched the surface. We're going to get into Jesse Ventura's view on the police state, the Patriot Act, the war, President Bush. Is he going to run for president, or is he going to wait till this disaster's over and run in 4 years? Because whoever gets it now is going to be in deep trouble as the deep recession sets in. There is so much more coming up on the other side. We'll fire out some websites to the governor as well.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer for a fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, and Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Let's get into immigration with Governor Ventura. New book just came out yesterday, Don't Start a Revolution Without Me. He kicked off his tour on Larry King last night, and he's coming here second. We're honored to have him. Let's go ahead and play a clip, about a minute clip, from Larry King live last night with Governor Ventura.
2 days ago, I just finished a film called Woodshop up in Boulder, Colorado. So I'm back doing a little acting again, which is a lot of fun. But I'm living now at least half the year down in the Baja in Mexico, Larry. I live 1 hour from pavement and 1 hour from electricity, about 850 miles down there. And amazingly, I live with those brown-skinned people that frighten Lou Dobbs so much. I mean, it's these people that just strike fear into Lou Dobbs. I can assure Lou they're great people. I live among them.
Have you removed yourself from conventional society?
In a way, yeah, because I'm off the grid. I live totally in a house.
This is obviously by choice.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Why did you leave St. Paul and Minneapolis?
Well, because I'm at the age, Larry, where I'm young enough yet to need another adventure.
I'm young enough yet to need another adventure. Absolutely. I lust after adventure, tied down to this radio microphone. But it is an adventure to talk to Jesse Ventura. Look, immigration. I like going to Mexico. I like going to El Salvador. I like going, I mean, I'm not afraid of the brown people. I think Lou Dobbs's point is that it is driving down the wages. It is bankrupting the hospitals. And he's married to a Hispanic lady. He just never plays that card, so he must not be too scared of the brown people. I mean, I don't think he's a you know, somebody who hates the Latin Americans, but I also understand your view. I don't think they're scary people. Just economically, it's putting a lot of pressure because we do have a welfare state. If we didn't have this welfare state, then it wouldn't be as bad. Governor, any comments?
Exactly, Alex. The point is, blame the people who created our system. Don't blame the poor Mexicans. You know, if you want to stop illegal immigration, then get down hard on the people that hire them. It's the same as the war on drugs. We fight it the wrong way. Illegal immigration's the same thing. You can't fight it on the supply side. You have to fight it on the demand side. But, now, flipping the coin, too, let's also remember, if we ban all these people from coming up here, I hope that you're prepared to pay double or triple for your food, because the price is going to skyrocket, because as I said last night, if you're going to make me go out there and pick it, I'm going to charge you $200 an hour.
Well, I know that that's always been what the corporations have said, and certainly there would be some increase, but really it's the inflation of the devaluing dollar right now that's driving up the food price.
Yeah, but it would also be if you don't have these cheap workers picking it for the price that they're willing to work for. Again, if you're going to ask me to go out and do it, I'm going to charge you a whole lot more money.
Well, if you look at most of the costs, I've seen the studies, and you're a smart guy, you've seen these, it's a big agriculture state in Minnesota. If you look at most of the cost, it is the fertilizer, it's the equipment, it's the shipping, and then it's the added retail expense and the markup. The actual cost of the food is tiny, and even if you doubled it, it would be negligible. But I do see your point, Governor. Look, here's the problem. I live in Texas. You know, you're from Minnesota, but you've been in L.A. and California a lot, and you live in Mexico. It's great to go down to Mexico. My problem is my wife speaks Spanish, so she hears the stuff on the radio, on the Spanish stations. She reads it in the magazine. She tells me about it. And it's stuff like, we're taking over your country. This used to be Mexico. We're going to get you. Now, that's not the majority of the Mexicans, but that's what Scott Lou Dobbs upset, because, see, his wife's Hispanic, so he hears about it.
Well, and the point being that they're going to take over our country because of it belongs to Mexico in the first place. Well, I got news for you. A fence isn't going to be the answer. Because the Great Wall of China, which is the greatest man-made wall to stop someone in history, in 1644 was broken through by the Mongols.
You're right.
So I just hope that this fence that they build, I hope that they make it tourist-friendly so that we can at least make some tourism money off it. And on the flip side, when they build this fence, I'm going to climb it and protest the other way. Because, Alex, remember this. A fence today to keep people out, 10 years from now might be to keep you in.
Well, I love how you think, and that's the point I've made, is that we do need to prosecute the employers who are, you know, hiring people for $3 an hour with no insurance, no nothing, and then depressing our entire standard of living. And I do agree that a fence is going to be pretty much worthless unless it's patrolled by the military, and then the whole country's a concentration camp.
Exactly. What that does is turn us into East Berlin. And I don't particularly want to live in the old East Berlin.
Okay, well, we got 30 million illegals here. They say 20, but it's more like 30. What would you do as president about that?
Oh, boy. Again, you'd have to come down. The only reason I believe they're all coming up here is for economic reasons.
Absolutely.
The jobs are up here. It's available to them. So if you're going to attack and stop it, you have to stop it at the hiring, and you have to make it so that the people who hire the illegals are not in a position to do so, that they need to hire people here. And then you have to convince our people to do the jobs that the illegals are doing. Because you know, I love playing golf, and I play golf all summer up in Minnesota, and I'll tell you this, if you've got the Mexicans working on the golf course, you're going to have a premier golf course, because there's something about them. They got green thumbs.
Believe me, you don't have to tell me that.
That type of stuff.
I know. We've tried to plant orange trees and other stuff, and then we can't do it, and then the Mexicans come over, and they just magically... It's like they're wizards or something.
Yeah, and they're the same on golf courses. Your golf course is going to be beautiful. So, you know, I think that rather than setting up this East German-type defense system or putting our military at the border, I think we would do far much better to try to help, and I hate to say this too, if the economy were to rise up in Mexico, I think you would see the end of the Mexican illegal immigration up to here.
Well, that brings me, Governor, into my next point. And Mexico has more billionaires per capita than any other nation. They have triple the natural resources, oil, gold, timber, just everything down there that we have in the lower 48, but they have this corrupt elite that's made deals with our elite to use the U.S. as a dumping ground for their criminals, for their poor, for people to come across and have the babies, the anchor babies. The average cost $12,000 for the taxpayers. So something's got to be done about that. But that expands out into a larger picture. You have the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve with governmental power. They, in 93 and 99, changed the rules to allow all this liquidity that's now caused Bear Stearns and all these to go under. And now the Fed is going to take over four other federal regulatory agencies and have absolute financial power when they're bailing out their own private member banks with our money and devaluing the dollar. Your take, Governor, on what's happening right now with our economy and these private banks being bailed out.
Well, you know, it's wrong, but, you know, how do you stop it? You know, when the powers to be are all in bed with them. And that's the difficult thing and why I'm calling for a revolution in my book. It's time to take our country back. And the only way you're truly going to do that is to get both, is to depower both the Democrat and Republican parties, who to me are each as bad as each other. You know, the same lobbyists lobby both sides, so they got both sides covered. It doesn't matter who wins.
So you were able to at least do something in Minnesota. I mean, what are your recommendations just to the people? You say don't start a revolution without me. I mean, what are your...
Stop, vote with your heart and your conscience, stop being a lemming, and start voting for people that don't belong to these two parties. And I know people say, well, that's impossible. Your vote is wasted then. No, it's not. A wasted vote is not voting your heart and conscience for the candidate that you think would do the best job for you. And if we would all break this mold of somehow thinking that, you know, and stop the Democrats and Republicans in their two-party dictatorship that's going on in this country, and start voting for third-party candidates, start electing people that are not part of this system that we have.
We were talking during a break, and you said Obama's the best of the three, and I tend to agree. But it's kind of like, you know, the best of three latrines. He is for the establishment on every issue, but he did vote right on the war, so we got to hand him, that. But your take on this race, Barack Obama, Hillary, bomb, Iran, McCain.
Well, first of all, McCain has already said that we'll stay in Iraq for 100 years if we have to, so that eliminates him from any consideration on my part. The problem with Hillary is this. If you count when George H.W. Bush was vice president with Reagan, we have had only, in the administration, we've had only Bushes and Clintons since 1980 now. That's 28 years. Are we a dual monarchy? Because if Hillary gets elected for two terms, that's another eight years of Clintons, which will be more than half of my adult life.
Yeah, Bush is even
56 years old, and we've had Clintons and Bushes in the White House since over half of the time that I've been allowed to vote.
That's a good point. When Reagan got in with his VP, how old were you in 1980?
In 1980, I would have been what? I was born in 51. So, I don't know, do the math. I've been up since 4:30.
that's more than half your life.
Yeah. It's more than half of my life. We've had Bushes or Clintons only, or part of the White House or the administration. And now if Hillary gets elected, that's 4 or 8 more years of it. And I think that in all this great land of ours, we should have more than just two families who are qualified to serve as president.
I agree with you, and that brings me into the next subject. You have boldly spoken out, as a soldier yourself, understanding how firearms operate, that the Kennedy situation with JFK is a cover-up. I know you've been on a book tour, but the BBC came out on Monday with video footage and photos from the Ambassador Hotel, and they had, four different former CIA colleagues watch the film footage and say, that's the known CIA officers from Southeast Asia and the known CIA officers that on his deathbed, E. Howard Hunt said were involved killing JFK. He was running the operation. I, by the way, folks, have the only video of that. It hasn't been released yet. I'm going to put it in a film I'm making about JFK. Got it from his son, St. John Hunt. So now we even have the film footage of them there at the Ambassador Hotel. We have this individual, Caesar, shooting him in the back four times. And
you're talking Robert now, right?
Yes, Robert Kennedy. So I'm just giving the listeners some background here. But now with Robert Kennedy, even the BBC and NBC are saying the CIA killed him. A, are you aware of those revelations? And B, your comment, not just on JFK, but RFK.
Well, I certainly have studied the JFK murder much more than the RFK murder because when I was wrestling, it was interesting that I flew a lot. And so one day I picked up a book on the JFK, one of the conspiracy books, and I got hooked on it because it's far more intriguing than anything Tom Clancy could even write about. And so I've studied it for years and years. I believe totally that Howard Hunt and the same people that did Watergate are the ones who were instrumental in killing John F. Kennedy. What I found interesting, though, is this. Do you remember when LBJ announced that he would not seek nor would he accept his nomination for a second term as president?
In 1967, yes, sir.
Exactly. Isn't it? Do you think it's just coincidence that a mere 3 days later, Robert F. Kennedy was assassinated?
Oh,
and
no.
That opened the door for Richard Nixon?
Absolutely. But now, I mean, the coroner in L.A. always said he was shot four times in the back with a different caliber than what Sirhan was shooting. Sirhan only got one shot off before they grabbed him and aimed the gun at the floor, and he still squeezed off the rounds. And then you've got this known CIA operative who was behind Robert Kennedy when he then got shot three times in the back and once in the back of the head. And now we have the film footage analyzed and the CIA colleagues who worked with the three operatives who were on film there. I mean, it's open and shut.
I think so, and I think John F. Kennedy, to me, if you take that also from a standpoint of very basic common sense, okay, they want us to believe that Oswald was this disgruntled little Marine who became Marxist-Leninist, ran off to Russia, defected, married a Russian woman, came back, hated our policy on Cuba, decided to get famous and shoot the president, right?
That's incredible.
Well, first of all, then if that's true, then why would anything have to be locked up because of national security? Because I was a Navy SEAL with a top secret security clearance when I was in, and I certainly knew a few things, but I didn't know that much that would require the majority of everything, including my tax records, to be locked up because of national security. But now, if you were involved in a secret CIA, shall we say, espionage program to a false defection over to Russia, well, then certainly you would have knowledge and documentation that probably should be locked up because
well,
of
here's the proof.
Security.
Here's the proof. 3 years ago, because it is 40-something years later, they did release his CIA control number. He was at the U-2 spy base in Japan, and then when he defected back to the U.S., they didn't even debrief him. They just let him come right back into the country with his bride, as if he'd just defected and been an evil traitor. They just let him back in.
Well, actually, that isn't quite true because he disappeared in Amsterdam for a couple of days, and it was there, I believe, that he went to a CIA safe house.
No, I know, but I mean, officially, they say they just let him in. You're right.
Exactly.
You're right.
Officially, they say he just got in, but if you follow it closely, you'll realize that he spent a couple of days in Holland, and I think that's where it took place, at a safe house.
Governor Ventura, you end your book talking about, with a fake news headline, saying while independent presidential candidate Jesse Ventura is in a coma for the fourth consecutive day, clung to life with family members gathered at his side. A White House press spokesman denied mounting allegations that accused assassin Raul Santana was part of a wider plot. One entry reads, what are you saying at the end of the book with that statement?
Well, what I'm saying is the book is factual all the way till the last chapter, and I'm kind of throwing it out there. I hope I don't ruin it for everybody, but the last chapter is fiction, and I use myself as an example, and here's what I'm saying. I believe very strongly that if an independent candidate like myself, a rogue, were to get into the president's race legitimately, if the polls believed it looked like he had a chance to win, I believe that that candidate would either be physically assassinated or would be assassinated credibility-wise or in some manner by our government, because I do not believe they would ever allow a true independent or a citizen to become president of the United States. And I would say, and I say this in all seriousness, watch out, Barack Obama.
Absolutely. Incredible revelations from Jesse the Mind Ventura, Governor Ventura. Final segment coming up, sir, but not just the book, Don't Start a Revolution Without Me. Any personal websites or other places you want to give out?
No, not really. Just, again, I look forward to people hopefully waking up in this country and stop being a lemming. Stop being lemmings. And shows like yours, Alex, can help prevent this.
Well, let's talk about how we prevent it, how we stand up to the oligarchy on the other side. Final segment with Governor Jesse Ventura. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
All right, Dad, let me get this straight. On Civil Liberties takes place in the future, right? Like Star Wars?
Yeah, that's right. Slightly in the future.
Wait a second. I thought Star Wars took place a long, long time ago.
All right, Einstein. But it is kind of like Star Wars anyway. Just like Star Wars, there's an evil empire, and some people have started an armed rebellion to fight the evil empire.
Okay, so don't tell me. The government's the bad guys again?
Yep, that's right.
Oh, so your character's like Luke Skywalker.
Not exactly.
I know. You're Chewbacca.
Not really. But my character does help the rebellion to stop the government's evil tracking system, which is happening now in the real world, just like in Uncivil Liberties.
Wait a second. They can't track us. It's a free country.
Exactly.
Uncivil Liberties, a political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Do
Websites are PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com. Be sure and check them out daily as we chronicle the criminal activities of the New World Order, which is just simply the big private central banks that own the military-industrial complex and the dominant media who are on out-of-control power trips. Governor Ventura has agreed to stay 15 minutes graciously into the next hour. And why? I interviewed him about a year and a half ago, and he got into some questions of 9/11, but he said he wanted to research it more. He's now he told me he read 16 books on that subject and others while he's had time down at his summer or winter home in Mexico, and he said he'd be happy to get into 9/11. Just, he brought it up, so he's staying with us a little bit longer to have time to get into that. Governor Ventura, you've got the floor. Give us your take on 9/11.
Well, first of all, Alex, let me state this. You know, being ex-military, when the attack initially took place and I was governor, I went on a very focused tunnel vision mode that our country had been attacked and what the hell do we need to do to repel it. So I today kicked myself because at that point in time I had a position of power, and if I would have, you know, not been the way I was, the way all of us were so shocked when it happened, that in that position of power, I could have raised a lot more questions at that time about the things that went down that day, and where today, when I raise those questions, naturally it doesn't quite have the impact that it would have had back then. But to me, it's questions that are not being answered and haven't been answered about 9/11. And, you know, first and foremost, I think, is the fact that, okay, in New York City and Manhattan, two planes struck two buildings. We'll all be in agreement on that, I think. But how is it that a third building fell 5 hours later? You know, what they call World Trade Center Building Number 7. And for people that think, well, it was just a smaller building, it was 51 stories high, which, of course, in Manhattan probably isn't that big of a building. But if you were to move that building to Austin, Texas, or to Minneapolis, Minnesota, it would be a huge building.
It's the biggest.
How could this building just implode into its own footprint 5 hours later? That's my first question. The 9/11 Commission never even brought it up. They didn't devote even one page to that in their big volume of investigation. Number two, how could those buildings fall at the speed of gravity? You know, if you put a stopwatch on them, both of those World Trade Center buildings were on the ground in 10 seconds. How can that be? If you took a billiard ball and dropped it from the height of the World Trade Center in a vacuum, it would hit the ground in 9.3 seconds. And if you took that same billiard ball and dropped it 10 stories at a time and merely stopped it and started it, it would take 30 seconds. If you dropped it every floor of the World Trade Center to the ground, simply stopping and starting it on gravity, it would take over 100 seconds to reach the ground.
Amazing.
And yet they're telling us that, and I could go on now after studying it, the planes hit the building, okay. Jet fuel is 4/5 kerosene, which is not a hot burning fuel. And they want us to believe that it melted these steel-structured girders and caused these buildings to pancake, collapse to the ground. I was on the site within 2 weeks after it happened, and I saw none of these pancakes. Wouldn't they all be piled up in a huge mass on the ground? And yet everything was blown into dust.
Aerosolized.
You know, and when you look at it from that aspect, none of it makes any sense. If you apply common sense again to it, it does not make any sense. Never before in the annals of history has a fire caused a steel-structured building to fall to the ground.
Governor Ventura, and as the way, yeah, three of them did. Governor Ventura, stay with us. 70-second break. We're coming right back to you, coming in hot. And as a underwater demolitions expert, I want to get your take on explosives. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.